Okay, good morning, everybody. So yesterday we discussed the Shaos Hadin, and we noted that when it comes to the Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash are different standards, and it's very much linked to the Avodah. The Rambam quotes in Tamid Shel Shachar, to Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, and even Shabbos is the Yamim Tovim, where there's an Issa Derabanan of Din, Mishum Ksiva, so they have to be present in the Beis HaMikdash, in particular in the Beis HaMedrash, as paragons of Torah, and that was what we tried to extract from the Gemara itself, that's their Shas Uda, Shas Tamidei Chachamim, the Rambam continues in there. So Halacha Beis in Bezdin Shel Shivim Echad Tzrichim Sheyuk Yoshvin Kulan Keechad Bimkoman Shebimikdash. Notice the Rambam emphasizing again Bimkoman Shebimikdash. It's really tied to the Avodah Melamed Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzal Mizbeach. Our theory again is that you need the counterbalancing force of the Sanhedrin there, so that the Mikdash doesn't descend into, you know, ritualistic korbanos, mali rov, zivchechem, yomar Hashem, elo be'eshu, tzrichim niskabitz, mitzkabtin kulon. So obviously, if they're needed for din, uvishara itos, kol misha yelo esek, yetzil asos chevto, v'chozer, hushal yivchasum esher mishlosha, yoshvin tamid. Again, that word tamid is very significant in the Mikdash. Kolzman yeshivasan. Hutrachecha meimlatzeis, harizem mizdaka, b'chaver of nisharim, yimisharu sham, esri mishlosha, yetzei, v'imlav, yetzei, ad sheyavo, acher. So, as is noted by the Kesa Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, the Radvaz, the Migdalos, the Gos Memunios, everybody agrees that the Makor for the Rambam is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin. And again, the pasuk there says, based on Shir, the pasuk in Shir Shirma, Sarei Chagana Sarei Al Yechzar HaMazeg. So Mazeg, closest on the Gematria, is 50. So you can't have 71 minus 50. You can only have 71 minus 49. And then in Bezdin Shekels, you get to 23. Or Mazeg is the dilution rate of Yayin. So all these interesting drashos of, we dilute Yayin by one-third or by two-thirds. So you end up with 23. All right. There's all these interesting drashos, but it seems like there's a more fundamental point being made in the Rambam, which is that at no point can the Sanhedrin HaGadolah dip beneath a Sanhedrin that, would be capable, kol ha-ro'i, doesn't mean they're actually going to be Yoshev Bedin, but they always have to be capable of handling dinei nefashos. That at all times, you need to have a functional Eda, v'shaftu ha-Eda v'yitzilu ha-Eda, and lo siachar rabim l'ra'os. So that gets you to 23. So there's a very important principle being developed here, is that the Sanhedrin HaGdola can never dip beneath a Bezdin Shel Asher Mishalosh. And I think that has to do with, again, the idea of Sanhedrin Eitzal HaMizbeach, even if they're not done at this moment, like at Shabbos and Yontif, their presence is still essential, and their presence in the Tzura of a Bezdin Shel Asher Mishalosh, especially because Misham Teitzei Hora Li Yisrael, right? All the courts are beneath them. They're all lower courts. So you can't have them dip beneath, that magic number. And I think that there's even, maybe a remez, but there is a reference to this in the Gemara itself. Again, even if the Gemara, has these interesting drashos, al yechzer hamazeg. So let's go back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. So minayim miliyam rebacha barchinin amarkra, sarech haganasara yechzer hamazeg, sarech zo Sanhedrin Lamed Nikra Shema sarech, she yosheves betiburo shel olam. It's really be'emtza ha'olam, the Beis HaMikdash. Agan, she megina al kol olam kula. I want to come back to that. Hasar she dom lasar. It's agula like levana. Al yechzer masek she mutzach chachamim letzes. Roim beisham esrim shosha keneged sanhedrin ktana. Yotze bimla benu yotze. So what's this line of agan hasar shehi megina al kol olam kula? Right, that the presence of the Sanhedrin itself is a din, and you can't have, you don't need always shivim be'echad, but for it to have the chalos shem Sanhedrin, it has to be Chav Gimel, and it's providing, Haganah al kol olam kulo, right? It creates a certain framework of knowing that the Sanhedrin is, Yoshvin al Mekoman, so that channels the Shechina, Ki Amish Bala Lokimu. And we would like to talk about why is the Halacha, based on the Gemara Makos, and Mishah, Kevan Shegalu ha Sanhedrin, that Dinei Nefashos were Batel, Gemara and Sota as well, right, 40 years prior to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It's because Sanhedrin Yoshin Mekoman is itself significant. They can't be done in Nefashos because you don't have that kind of Hashras Hashchina, outside of the framework of Mikdash. So I think this is what the, Gemara is referencing. Agan Hasar, she Megina al Kol Olam Kulo, only when it's in that very location. So for it to be Megina al Kol Olam Kulo, it's essential that we have at least a functional Bezdin, Shel Asher Mishalosh, in that location.